ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ థర్డ్ పాద. సర్వవేదాంత ప్రత్యయ అధికరణం. సర్వవేదాంత ప్రత్యయం చోదనాద్య విశేషాత్ భేదాన్నేతి చేత్ నైకస్యామపి స్వాధ్యాయస్య తతత్వే నహి సమాచారే అధికారశ్చ సవవచ్చ తన్నియమః దర్శయతి చ. ఉపసంహారాధికరణం. ఉపసంహారః అర్థభేదాత్ విధిశేషవత్ సమానే చ. అన్యతత్వాధికరణం. అన్యతత్వం శబ్దాదితి చేత్ న అవిశేషాత్ నవా ప్రకరణభేదాత్ పరీవరీయస్త్వాదివత్ పరోవరీయస్త్వాదివత్ సంజ్ఞాతశ్చేత్ తదుక్తం అస్తితు తదపి. వ్యాప్త్యధికరణం. వ్యాప్తేశ్చ సమంజసం. సర్వాభేదాధికరణం. సర్వాభేదాద్ అన్యత్రేమే. ఆనందాద్యధికరణం. ఆనందాదయః ప్రధానస్య ప్రియశిరస్త్వాది అప్రాప్తి ఉపచయాపచయోధి భేదే ఇతరేతు అర్థసామాన్యాత్. ఆధ్యానాధికరణం. ఆధ్యానాయ ప్రయోజనాభావాత్ ఆత్మశబ్దాచ్చ. ఆత్మగ్రహీత్యధికరణం. ఆత్మగ్రహీతి ఇతరవత్ ఉత్తరాత్ అన్వయాదితి చేత్ స్యాత్ అవధారణాత్. కార్యాఖ్యానాధికరణం. కార్యాఖ్యానాత్ అపూర్వం. సమానాధికరణం. సమాన ఏవంచ అభేదాత్. సంబంధాధికరణం. సంబంధాదేవం అన్యత్రాపి నవావిశేషాత్. దర్శయతి చ. సంభృత్యధికరణం. సంభృతి ద్యువ్యాప్తి అపి చ అతః. పురుషవిధాధికరణం. పురుషవిద్యాధికరణం. పురుషవిద్యాయామివ చ ఇతరేషాం అనాం నానాత్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద 13th అధికరణం, 13th టాపిక్, థర్డ్ పాద, థర్డ్ చాప్టర్, 24th బ్రహ్మసూత్ర ఆఫ్ థర్డ్ పాద, 383rd రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. సో ది పురుష విద్య ఆఫ్ ది చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ గివన్ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ ఆర్ నౌ అనలైజ్డ్ ఇన్ ది సూత్ర. లెట్ అస్ ఫస్ట్ సీ ఎ జనరల్ ఇంట్రడక్షన్ టు దిస్ 13th అధికరణం విత్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సూత్ర. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ అధికరణం వ్యాసాచార్య అనలైసస్ పురుష విద్య, ఎ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన గివన్ ఇన్ ది వేదాస్ where the very human life is compared to an yajna or an yaga. It's a very wonderful upasana. And the various stages of life are compared to the various stages of an yajna. Especially in very big yajnas, there will be various portions like the morning portion of the yajna, afternoon portion of the yajna, evening portion of the yajna. And the stages of yajna, they are compared. Similarly, various organs of the individual, they are compared to various factors involved in an yajna, including the ritviks or the priests. Thus, various stages of life comparison, organs are compared to the various accessories, and the various faculties of individual are compared to various vows, the vratam. Involved in an yaga, the various faculties, hearing faculty, shama, mind control, dama, sense control, tapas, satyam, all various activities of human life are compared to the various rites involved in an yajna. So stages, organs, faculties, activities of all these individuals, they are all compared of a person's life. These are compared to a yaga, and this is called పురుష యజ్ఞత్వ కల్పన, పురుష యజ్ఞత్వ కల్పన, విజువలైజేషన్. పురుష హియర్ రిఫర్స్ టు హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ అండ్ అన్ యజ్ఞం. ది పురుష అండ్ ద యజ్ఞం, దే ఆర్ ఈక్వేటెడ్ హియర్. అండ్ దిస్ అకర్స్ ఇన్ సెవరల్ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేద, బట్ ద మోస్ట్ పాపులర్ నాన్ వేదిక్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ ద వన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది మానస పూజాస్, పర్టికులర్లీ హియర్ శివ మానస పూజ. I will just recite this particular section because I like this portion very much. Ratnai kalpitam asanam himajalaihi snanam cha divyambaram nana ratna vibhushitam mrigamadamodankitam chandanam jati champakam bilva patra rachitam pushpam cha dupam tatha deepam deva dayanidhe pashupate హృత్కల్పితం గృహ్యతాం సౌవర్ణే నవరత్నఖండరచితే పాత్రే ఘృతం పాయసం భక్ష్యం పంచవిధం పయోదధియుతం రంభాఫలం పానకం శాఖానామయుతం జలం రుచికరం కర్పూరఖండోజ్వలం తాంబూలం మనసా మయా విరచితం భక్త్యా ప్రభో స్వీకురు. ఛత్రం చామరయోర్యుగం వ్యజనకం చ ఆదర్శకం నిర్మలం వీణాభేరి మృదంగ కాహలకలాం గీతం చ నృత్యం తథా సాష్టాంగం ప్రణతి స్తుతి బహుర్విధాం కేతత్ సమస్తం మయా సంకల్పేన సమర్పితం తవ విభో పూజాం గృహాణ ప్రభో. ఆత్మాత్వం గిరిజామతి సహచరాః ప్రాణా శరీరం గృహం పూజాతే విషయోపభోగరచనా నిద్రా సమాధి స్థితి సంచార పతయో ప్రదక్షిణ విధి స్తోత్రాణి సర్వాగిరో యద్యత్ కర్మ కరోమి తత్తదఖిలం శంభో తవారాధనం. కరచరణ కృతం వా కాయజం కర్మజం వా శ్రవణ నయనజం వా మానసం వా పరాధం విహితం అవిహితం వా సర్వమేతత్ క్షమస్వ. జయ జయ కరుణాబ్ధే శ్రీ మహాదేవ శంభో. ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ టిపికల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ కంపేరింగ్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇంటూ ఎ పూజ. ఆత్మాత్వం గిరిజా మతి సహచరాహ ప్రాణ శరీరం గృహం పూజాతే విషయోపభోగరచనా నిద్రా సమాధి స్థితి సంచార పతయో ప్రదక్షిణ విధి స్తోత్రాణి సర్వాగిరో యద్యత్ కర్మ కరోమి తత్తదఖిలం శంభోత వారాధనం. ఆత్మా ఇస్ ద లార్డ్, ద బాడీ ఈస్ ద టెంపుల్, వేరియస్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ ద భూతగణాస్, వాట్ ఐ ఈట్ ఈస్ ద ఆఫరింగ్ టు ద లార్డ్. అండ్ అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ అండ్ ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద పూజ వీ హ్యావ్ అ స్మాల్ ధ్యానం ఆల్సో. అండ్ హియర్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద పూజ ధ్యానం ఇస్ డైలీ స్లీప్. That is compared to samadhi state, not an ordinary dhyanam, but nirvikalpaka samadhi itself. And the beauty of the night dhyanam is, it becomes the final dhyanam for the previous day and becomes the beginning dhyanam for the next day. This is called purusha yajnyatva kalpana, imagery. And we have actually a similar dhyanam in Saundarya Lahari also. When I give this for Shiva Manasa Puja, I am always tempted to give Saundarya Lahari also. The 27th sloka, one of my favorite slokas also in Saundarya Lahari. Chapo jalpaha shilpam sakalamapi mudra virachana gatihi pradakshanya kramanam ashanadhyahuti vidhihi pranamasamveshaha sukhamakilam atmarpanadrisham సపర్యా పర్యాయ స్తవ భవతు ఎన్మే విలసితం. దిస్ అనదర్ ఫేమస్ శ్లోక ఇన్ సౌందర్య లహరి. దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కాల్డ్ పురుష యజ్ఞత్వ కల్పన, ఇమేజరీ. అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ అ సిమిలర్ ఉపాసన విజువలైజేషన్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వేద ఆల్సో. ఇన్ దిస్ అధికరణం టూ సచ్ ఉపాసనాస్ ఆర్ టేకన్ ఫ్రమ్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ ది వేద. And the analysis is whether the two upasanas can be taken as one and the same, that is vidya abhedaha, here vidya means upasana, or should be taken as two different ones. Now the question is, what are the two places in the Veda where they occur in the context of this Brahma Sutra? So one Purusha Yajnatva Kalpana occurs in the Chandogya Upanishad in the third chapter, 16th section and 17th section. And the section begins with Purushovava Yajnaha. Purushovava Yajnaha Tasya Yani Chaturvikumshati Varshani Tat Pratasavanam. Chaturvikum Satyakshara Gayatri Gayatram Pratasavanam Tadasya Vasavaha Anvayataha Pranavava Vasavaha Etohi Idagum Sarvam Vasayanti. This is the third chapter, 16th section, first mantra. First mantra to the seventh mantra, the entire section talks about this. And also the 17th section also, Saha Yada Sishisati Yad Pipasanti Pipipasati Yenna Ramate Tha Asya Dikshaha Ata Yada Shnati Yad Pibhati Yad Ramate Tat Upasadaihi Eti. This is also in the 17th section. And Purushaha Yeva Yajnaha, the very human life is a form of worship. That is why when they talk about various samskaras, they point out the various activities offered to the Lord as sacred. Stotrani Sarvagiro. Sarvagiraha, that's what we just now read in Srimamanasa Puja. Stotrani Sarvagiraha. Every word is supposed to be an archana. An Ashtotra archana, Sahasranam archana, Laksharchana, Koti archana to the Lord. And if one considers each one of those words as an archana, wouldn't we consider the quality of that word? Therefore, one should be deliberate before using the word. And for such upasakas, what is most important? Vaktapas. Vaktapas, very important, very natural discipline for such a upasaka. So even scolding someone with good words only. Therefore, because sometimes manyu is also, anger also considered a virtue. But one will use the right choice of words. Therefore, the other person will feel, oh, it is good that person got angry with me. It corrected me and it led me to a good path. Therefore, Purusho Vava Yajnaha, that is the Chandogya Upanishad, third chapter, 16th section in the beginning. Then a similar, this we are talking about Purusha Yajnatva Kalpana. And then a similar visualization is found in Mahanarayana Upanishad. This is Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda. And in this Upasana, in this particular Upanishad, Mahanarayana Upanishad, in the last section, that is called Jnana Yajnam, a very beautiful section, it talks about a similar visualization, Purusha Yajnatva Kalpana. And this section says, Tasyaivam vitusho yajnasyatma yajamana shraddha patni sharira midmam uror vedi lomani bahir vedas shika hridaya yupa kama ajyam, and all that it goes on telling. Tasyaivam vitusho yajnasyatma. That is important section for us. That is relevant to us. Tasyaivam vidushaha yajamanasya atma yajamanaha yajnasya atma yajamanaha. So this is also Purusha Yajnasya Kalpana. These are the two visualizations. Now the controversy here is what? Whether we can treat these two upasanas as Purusha Yajnatva upasanas, they can be taken as one and the same, or whether they can be taken differently only. So if these two upasanas are taken as one, then what will be the corollary? This being the third chapter, third pada of Brahma Sutra, we have already told in the beginning, Guna Upasamhara Pada. Therefore, if these two upasanas are one, then the attributes missing in one can be borrowed from the other, and vice versa. That is Guna Upasamhara. We have seen this. Therefore, Vidya Abheda Abheda Vicharaha is what is being done. And here, Purvapakshi, what he says, both the upasanas are one and the same, is the Purvapakshi's contention. So Purusha Vidya Upasana of Chandogya Upanishad, the Samashaka, and the Mahanarayana Upanishad of Krishna Yajurveda, both are same according to Purvapakshi. But Siddhanta says that they are different. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra, only one sutra of this Adhikaranam. And here Vyasacharya says that even though the two upasanas are superficially one and the same, But on scrutiny, we found that there are many lot of differences between these two, between the two upasanas. Therefore, they should be treated as different upasanas only. Therefore, guna upasamhara cannot be employed. And what are the reasons that the Siddhanti gives? The reasons are indicated in the sutra, and Shankaracharya elaborates them. And the first difference Vyasacharya indicates is kalpana bedaha. In the imagery itself, in the visualization or comparison itself, we find there are certain differences. In Chandogya Upanishad, three portions of the human life are taken. I read that mantra. Three portions of the human life are taken. The first 24 years, they are taken as the morning part of the ritual. For example, a person does a yajna, the morning portion of the ritual, that is taken as the first 24 years of a human life. And technically, and especially in some yagas, the morning part of the ritual is called Pratasavanam. Pratasavanam. Savanam means extraction. This is particularly with respect to Soma yagas. So extraction of the Soma juice from the Soma creeper, that is done in the morning, and that is called Pratasavanam. And the extracted juice then is offered to the yajna fire. I have seen these yajnas. The juice is offered, the creeper itself is very rare. Only in certain parts of the country they grow. And it's a big ritual to bring the creeper, and they bring it. There are a lot of pujas, all those things are done, and they try to extract the juice, very small quantity. And then they will also offer only very, very small quantities. So this we have seen in detail actually during the Chandogya Upanishad discussions of this particular section. This is called morning extraction or Pratasavanam. And at every stage, special mantras are chanted for bringing the creeper and for extracting them, all those things. Similarly, there is a noon extraction that is called Madhyandina Savanam. So that will be used for all the ahutis, oblations done at that time. And there is an evening extraction also that is called Sayam Savanam. So Pratasavanam, Madhyandina Savanam, and Sayam Savanam. Thus, some yaga has Pratasavanam part, Madhyandina Savanam part, and Sayam Savana part. And if you take the whole life as a ritual now, the first 24 years of life are to be compared to Pratasavanam of Soma Yaga. And the next 44 years should be compared, that is 25th year onwards, that refers to the Madhyandina Savanam. And the last 48 years, they relate to Sayam Savanam. That is 24 plus 44 plus 48 comes to 116 years. That is considered Purnayus, full life, supposed to be the total number of years according to Veda for a human life. This is the kalpana done in Chandogya Upanishad. Whereas in the Mahanarayana Upanishad or the Krishna Yajurveda, all the three savanas are compared to our morning life, noon part of life, and evening part of life. In one, the whole life is taken, and in the other, one day only is taken in and divided into three parts. Therefore, the very comparison, there is a difference. One takes the whole life. 24 years, 44 years, and 48 years. Here, morning time, noon time, and evening time of the same day. So the comparison, there is difference. And another difference in comparison is, in one branch, dama, the sense control, that is compared to dakshina in Mahanarayana Upanishad. The dakshina, the offering of dakshina, sambhavana to the priest, the dama, the sense control, is compared to dakshina. Well, in Chandogya Upanishad, Satya Vachanam, or speaking the truth, is compared to Dakshina. The part of the mantra I read, I didn't go into the detail now, but that is what is said there. In the Chandogya Upanishad, Satya Vachanam, or speaking the truth, is compared to Dakshina. And the most important difference between these two upasanas is, in Chandogya Upanishad, the Purusha himself is taken as Yajna. The Purusha himself is taken as Yajna. The very human being is taken as an yaga. So Purushobhava Yajnaha. That is how the mantra started. But in Mahanarayana Upanishad, the Purusha, the human being, is not taken as an yajna, but is taken as an yajamana of the yajna. the very performer of the yajna. Therefore, in one Purusha, in one thing, one of the Upanishad Upasanas, Chandogya, Purusha is yajna. In the other, Purusha is yajna karta, the performer, yajamana, which is another big difference between these two. That is why in Mahanarayana Upanishad, it says, Tasyaivam vidushaha yajnasya atma yajamanaha. Atma yajamanaha is the expression. Atma here means the very upasaka, performer, not Satchidananda Atma, the performer. And Atma is not equated to yajnaha, but to yajamana. Therefore, Atma yajamanaha is Mahanarayana Upanishad Vakyam. Purusho yajnaha, Purusho Vava yajnaha is Chandogya Upanishad Vakyam. And therefore, in comparison, there are differences. This is one argument. That is Kalpana Vedaha, difference in the Kalpana, imageries. And the second argument Shankaracharya gives is Swarupa Vedaha. Swarupa Vedaha means in the very nature of the Upasana. Swarupa Vedaha, in the very nature of the Upasana, there is difference. What are those differences? In Chandogya Upanishad, this Upasana, that is the Purusha Vidya, is called Swatantra Upasana. Swatantra Upasana means it's an independent Upasana, which is a sadhana done by an ajnani. The moment we say sadhana, sadhaka and all, they are all ajnanis. So independent Upasana is sadhana done by an ajnani, by an ignorant person. What is the purpose of the sadhana? You learn to look upon the life as sacred. Look upon all organs, all words as sacred. That is the aim of the Upasana. Thus, sanctifying everything in day-to-day usage. Therefore, you are ready for Isha Vasim Idam Sarvam. All those statements will make lot of sense to such a person. Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagate, Sarvam Shivamayam Jagate. Therefore, it is sadhana for an ajnani, for the divinization of the entire world, entire creation. It is a sadhana to expand the mind, to see divinity in and through everything in creation. Whereas in Mahanarayana Upanishad, this Purusha Yajnasya Kalpana is not an independent upasana of an ajnani at all. It is not a sadhana of an ajnani, but it is a natural consequence which happens to whom? For a jnani. It is spontaneous. It is not a deliberate sadhana, but a natural consequence because of jnanam. When jnani knows, sarvam brahmamayam jagate, not shivamayam jagate or vishnumayam jagate, brahmamayam jagate. For him, brahmarpanam, brahmakapihi, brahmagnav, brahmanahutam, brahmayvatena gantavyam, brahmakarma samadhina, all those things, they are spontaneous consequences. It is the result of jnanam. It is siddhihi. And it is also so because of two reasons. One is in the previous section of Mahanarayana Upanishad that we read. I read the last portion that is called Jnana Yajnam portion. There is Yajna Sadhana Rupanam and other previous sections. And there a sannyasi jnani is talked about. And in that previous section, prior to the last section of Mahanarayana, it says, Nyasayati Brahma, Brahma hi paraparohi Brahma, tani va etanyavarani, tapagumsi, nyasa eva tere chayate, ya evam vede etyupanishate. So in the end of the previous section, jnani and sannyasi are glorified. Sannyasam, jnani are glorified. In fact, it is a pet section of Adi Shankara. Wherever sannyasa is glorified, he is very happy. Nyasa iti Brahma. Sannyasa. Sannyasa refers to sannyasa. Sannyasa itself is Brahma. This is in the previous section of the mantra that we just read. And that is the jnana sadhana, the final section, jnana yajna portion. So even in the last section also, jnana yajna portion also, the beginning is satya evam vidushaha. Tasya evam vidushaha. Vidushaha means a jnani, wise person. Tasya evam vidushaha means, here vidushaha means a jnani, a wise person. So for that person, life itself becomes an yajna. So in Mahanarayana Upanishad, whereas life itself becomes an yajna for him, Whereas in Chandogya Upanishad, it deals with a jnana sadhana. Mahanarayana Upanishad talks about jnana phala. How can one equate these two? That is their question. Therefore, they are separate. In fact, we cannot call the Mahanarayana Upanishad as an upasana at all. Whatever a jnani does is not an upasana. Upasana, karma, all of them belong to only an ajnani. Whatever jnani does is neither upasana nor karma, but called jnana siddhi. Therefore, it cannot be called Purusha Vidya at all. Chandogya Upanishad portion alone is Purusha Vidya, and Mahanarayana Upanishad portion is Purusha Vidya Abhasa, a seeming Purusha Vidya. This is the technical discussion of this Adhikarana. Now we will see the word analysis of this sutra. First, let us see the running meaning. Purusha Vidyayam Ivacha Itaresham Anamnanath. 24th Sutra, 3rd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 383rd Running Brahma Sutra. Purusha Vidyayam Ivacha Itaresham Anamnanath. Itaresham means the other branches of the Veda, like the Taittiriya branch that we just saw. Anamnanath cha, do not present an imagery. Purusha Vidyayam Iva, as given in the Purusha Vidya of Samaveda, that we have to supply. So this is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Purusha Vidyayam Iva, as given in the Chandogya Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 16th section and 17th section of Samaveda that we read. Itaresham Anamnanath. Anamnana means presentation. Presentation is description. A plus mna dhatu. Mna means manati. Amna means to describe. Especially Vedic description, that is called amna. So if anybody else describes, this is very specific to Vedic description, one has to be careful. If anybody else describes, we should not use the word root amna for that. So amnana means description. Anamnana means there is no description or there is no presentation. This is very specific to the Vedas. Of what? Here the imagery or the comparison. Comparison is not presented. Where it is not presented? Itaresham. In the other branches of the Vedas. Other than the Samaveda branch, Chandogya Upanishad, that we just saw in 3rd chapter, 16th section. And that branch is called, actually there is another name, I'm just only mentioning it for the sake of completion because some books mention that. It is called Tandi or Tandya branch. That particular branch called Tandi or Tandya branch. We don't have to confuse with that, Samaveda is enough. So here others means other than Samaveda. That is Mahanarayana Upanishad is kept in mind here, which relates to the Taittiriya Shaka of Yajurveda presentation. Since the presentations of Yajurveda and Samaveda are different, then the upasanas are also different. In fact, really speaking, both are not upasanas at all. Only one of them is upasana and the other one is jnana phalam. That's what we mentioned earlier, Taittiriya Upanishad was jnana phalam. Therefore, do not commit that mistake of considering both of them as same. Therefore, Purusha Vidyayam Ivacham Itaresham Anyashakanam Amnanath. With this, the Purusha Vidya Adhikaranam is over. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam, another equally technical Adhikaranam. Let us read Sutra 25. Vedhadhyadhikaranam, Vedhadi Artha Vedat is the Sutra. Vedhati Artha Vedat. 25th Sutra, 3rd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 384th Running Brahma Sutra. Certain expressions which occur at the beginning of an Upanishad of the Atharvana Veda, they are taken for discussion in this particular Sutra from Atharvana Veda. First, let us see a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with only one Sutra. This is called Vedhadhyadhikaranam because of the first word of the Sutra, Vedhadi. Vedhadi Adhikaranam. Vedhadi, that Dha is the fourth Dha. Don't mistake that with the regular Veda, third Dha. It is Vedhadi, Artha Vedat. And in this Adhikaranam, the analysis is in the Upanishadic portion of the Vedas or in the proximity of the Upanishadic portion. Actually, what is proximity and all, I should explain. Veda is a huge portion. And when we say Upanishadic portion, we mean the Vedanta portion. And when we say in the proximity, that means at the end of the Veda Purva Bhaga. Veda Purva Bhaga is what? Karmakanda portion. So which is very close to the Karmakanda portion. So whatever comes at the very end of the Veda Purva Bhaga, the Karmakanda portion, and is closer to the Vedanta portion. So that is what we are talking here. Therefore, either in the Veda Purva and in the Upanishadic portion, it is there. The Vedic scriptures, they give many karmas. In those places, the Vedic scriptures, they give various karmas. Sometimes Vachika karmas are given for doing japa. Sometimes Kayika karmas are given for doing a lot of rituals. And Manasa karmas are given for doing so much of upasanas. For example, in Taittiriya Upanishad itself, we see in the Sikshavalli, the first Upanishad, first Brahmavalli, Sikshavalli, which is a part of the upasana, Upanishad. It enumerates many karmas. Like for example, Avahanti Yajna. It is a pakka ritual actually, Avahanti Yajna. And there is a japa for memory itself in another place. You should forget. And normally when people do japa for memory, they will forget the japa itself. Yachanda samrishabho vishwarupaha chandho bhyodhyamrita atsam babuva samendro medhaya asprunotho amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me madhumattama karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya. So japas, as I mentioned, they are called vachika karmas. And there is another mantra called avahanti homa also. It is a kayik ritual. It is a ritual, a karma, an yajna. And that is also mentioned in the same Sikshavalli. Avahanti vitanvana kurvana chira matmanaha vasagum sima magavascha annapanecha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha domasham pashubisaha swaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha vimayantu brahmacharina swaha pramayantu brahmacharina swaha damayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha yashojanesa niswaha shreyana vasyasosa niswaha tantva bhaga pravisha niswaha samha bhaga pravisha swaha tasmin sahasra shakhe nibhagaham twayi mrije swaha yatha papravatayanti yatha masa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinaha dhatarayantu sarvata swaha prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadhyasva. This is avahanti homa mantra. Of course, certain upasanas are also prescribed here in the Upanishadic portion. Therefore, we have got mantra, japa portion, upasana portions, and also rituals like this. So, in Upanishadic portions, karmas occurring also we find in many places in the Upanishads. Now the question is, should we take the karmas as an integral part of the Upanishad, the Brahma Vidya that is given in the Upanishad or not? That is the question, because they are given in the Upanishadic portions. So Brahma Vidya in Isha Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad has certain karmas. And Brahma Vidya in Keno Upanishad, particularly the last chapter, that has certain karmas. And in Brihadaranyaka and Chandogya, lot of karmas all through. And in Mundaka Upanishad also many karmas are prescribed. Whether all these karmas are integral part of the Upanishad is our problem now. Since Brahma Vidya in all the Upanishad is the same, you will have to add all the karmas to Brahma Vidya by applying what? Guna Upasamhara Nyaya. Where are we? We are in third chapter, third pada. So Guna Upasamhara Nyaya has to be applied if they are one and the same. One has to do all the karmas, like from Shirovratham of Mundaka Upanishad. I mentioned about Shirovratham in one of the classes earlier. So if all those have to be combined. So many upasanas are given in Sikshavali, some very peculiar upasana, Samhita Upasana, Pankta Brahma Upasana. They are all very subtle and very difficult to conceive type of upasanas. One has to do all of them if one has to gain Brahma Vidya as per this norm. That is Guna Upasamhara Nyaya. Therefore, it becomes a very important issue. And not only that, it will come under Jnana Karma Samuchaya problem also. Therefore, whether karmas occurring in the Upanishadic portion should be taken as integral part of Brahma Vidya or not. If so, every student has to practice all of them. Even though we have several examples, Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya, they give some peculiar examples. One example is mantra known as Veda mantra. Veda, as I told you, fourth dha, Veda mantra. It's a peculiar mantra. And Veda mantra is one occurring in the Atharvana Veda, closer to the Upanishadic portion. So closer to the Upanishadic portion of the Atharvana Veda, this Veda mantra occurs. And in this mantra, there is a prayer which is a peculiar prayer. And in that prayer, a devotee, what does he do? He asks for the destruction of his enemies, Shatruvada. So Shatruvada Prarthana he does. Because it is Atharvana Veda, which has such mantras. And such prayers used for destruction of enemies, they are called generally Abhicharika Karmas. Abhicharika Karmas, which are unique karmas to Atharvana Veda. It is comparable to, let us say, the black magic. People are familiar with the black magic, those kind of things. But the Veda warns that the above karmas are tamasic in nature. They are tamasic karmas and should not be used at all. And to be used very, very rarely, even if it is to be used, should be used very, very rarely, especially by the kings. And there are also conditions. When the neighboring king, for example, if he is too powerful and who attacks his country, which is a weak country, and this king does not have a normal defense also, then he would resort to Vaidika defense if the normal defense is not available. So the king can use the divine defense of Vedic mantras. And still it is considered to be tamasic karma only, to be avoided. And not only that, they are supposed to cause lot of tide effects, terrible effects it will cause. Even though the enemy may be destroyed, it may affect in so many other ways, the Karta himself. So this Veda mantra referred to by Vyasacharya is one such from Atharvana Veda. That is why in the sutra, the first word is Vedadi. Vedadi, that's why I corrected that time, it's the fourth dha. And its content is what? Destroy the enemy. And destroy every part of the enemy. I don't want to go into the mantra. So that is the substance of the mantra. Destroy the enemy or destroy every part of the enemy. So the word Veda is derived actually from the root Vedayati. So Vedyati, to pierce. Vedyati is to pierce. Then there is another mantra occurring in proximity of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, wherein a yaga is prescribed that is called Prabhargya Karma. This also we have seen during our discussions of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It is called Pravargya Karma. Like the Avahanti Homa, it is another ritual. It is called Pravargya Karma. And the previous one is Vachika Karma. And the one in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is Kayika Karma. And should we include such karmas as an integral part of Brahma Vidya or not? That is the controversy. And the answer is given in this sutra. Now let us give you a general analysis of the sutra itself. And here, Vyasacharya says that karmas should not be taken as integral part of Brahma Vidya. And Shankaracharya considers this as a very important conclusion. That was Siddhanta, what it says, karma should not be taken as an integral part of Brahma Vidya. It only helps to gain what? Chitta Shuddhi. Shankaracharya worries actually, if karma and Brahma Vidya are taken together, then sannyasa ashrama is not possible at all. A sannyasi, while following Brahma Vidya, cannot practice any Vaidika karma at all. Sannyasa means what? Renunciation of all karmas. He removes even his sacred thread, and in the absence of which, one cannot do any karma at all. Therefore, Vyasacharya concludes that the karmas are not integral part of Brahma Vidya at all. Therefore, a sannyasi can exclusively commit himself to Brahma Vidya and gain moksha. This is the conclusion. And what is the argument that is given here? Vedadi artha bedaha. Artha beda is the argument that is given. And this argument is a Purva Mimamsa based argument. And therefore it requires a little bit of analysis. It's a Purva Mimamsa. I told at the beginning itself, there are a lot of Purva Mimamsa sutras will be included in this discussion of this particular pada, third adhyaya. So here it requires a little bit of analysis, and we will see what that analysis is about. The Purva Paksha contends, karmas should not be combined with Brahma Vidya. Because otherwise, Purva Pakshi contends, karma should be combined with Brahma Vidya, because otherwise the Upanishad need not talk about those karmas in the proximity of Upanishads. This is called position-based argument. We can say position-based. I'm going to give the actual meaning, actual words from the Purva Mimamsa Sutras. Position-based argument, the place where it is positioned. And because of the very position of the karmas, that is proximity with Brahma Vidya, are in the very same Upanishad itself, they come. And this proximity-based argument is called position argument in Purva Mimamsa. And Siddhanta says it is not correct. While Purvapakshi says, due to proximity of karmas, the latter should be taken as a part of Brahma Vidya. But Siddhanta gives the fitness argument, a different argument, not position argument, but fitness argument. Siddhanta says, Brahma Vidya and karma do not go or gel together at all. Brahma Vidya talks about the akarta atma, abhokta atma. And it talks about mithyatvam. Brahma Vidya talks about mithyatvam of the karma palam. After getting vairagyam towards karma palam, one has to gain Brahma Vidya. And how can that Brahma Vidya be ever connected with these karma or japas? And especially in a karma or a japa in which destruction of enemies are talked about. Whereas in Brahma Vidya, what is said? There is no second thing at all. There is no question of second thing in the form of a friend or foe. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati, Upanishad says. Therefore, all these karmas, they cannot go and they cannot be together with respect to Brahma Vidya. And because no fitness. And in Purva Mimamsa language, it is called samarthya. It's a term. In Purva Mimamsa, it's called Samarthya. Therefore, Purva Paksha argument is position based, and Siddhanta's argument is fitness based. One is based on sthanam, that is position, and the other is based on Samarthya, fitness. Therefore, what is the conclusion? No karma can be connected to Brahma Vidya, and if you want to connect any karma to Brahma Vidya, then according to Shankaracharya, there is only one karma. You might have guessed what it is. Even though he doesn't say it here, he says it in several other places. It is the sannyasa ritual, which will ideally fit with Brahma Vidya according to Shankaracharya. To which one breaks all, in which what happens in the sannyasa ritual? He breaks all of one's association, sangha, varna, ashrama, dharma, everything he just to quits. That dropping karma alone can be combined with Brahma Vidya. That is, the sannyasa karma alone can be combined with Brahma Vidya. Otherwise, nothing can be combined. That is Shankara's position. only karma that ideally fits with Brahma Vidya is sannyasa karma. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning. Here, vedhadi artha bhedat. Vedhadi artha bhedat. So, vedadi artha bhedat is one compound word. Since the meaning of the Veda mantra means, as I told you again, not the fourth dha, and others are not connected to Brahma Vidya, they should not be included in Brahma Vidya. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Veda, Adi, Artha, Vedat. These are the four words. Veda, Adi, Artha, Vedat. These are the four words in this compound word. And the Veda mantra occurring in the proximity of Brahma Vidya is indicated by the word Vedaha. Adi means similar karma. Similar karma means vachika karma or kayika karma. And the word artha means samarthyam here, or fitness, or the gist, or the essence, we can call any one of them. And artha means tatparyam, or samarthyam, as I mentioned. Because of the incongruity of tatparyam of the karmas, you cannot combine them. That is Vyasacharya's position. Therefore, karma cannot be combined to the Brahma Vidya. This is the launching pad to encourage people to take to sannyasa, as commented by Shankaracharya in his Bhashyams in several places. Shankaracharya always is very fond of sannyasa ashram. And before going to the next sutra, we have to briefly see this Brahma Sutras, the Purva Mimamsa Sutra, because I quoted this, but I should also give some elements of that sutra, because it will make us understand in perspective, which is considered a very, very important sutra from Purva Mimamsa of Jaimini. The purpose of the sutra, this occurs in Purva Mimamsa. It's a long sutra. It's a sutra, understand. It's not a shloka, it's a sutra. Shruti, Linga, Vakya, Prakarana, Sthana, Samakhyanam, Samavaye, Para, Daurbalyam, Artha, Viprakarshat. Shruti, Linga, Vakya, Prakarana, Sthana, Samakhyanam, Samavaye, Para, Daurbalyam, Artha, Viprakarshat. It is Jaimini Sutram, and in the Purva Mimamsa Sutram, which is the third chapter, third section, 13th Sutra. Actually, in Purva Mimamsa, there are 12 chapters. They are all called Dvadasa Lakshanani. So, used by Shankaracharya for the Purva Mimamsa Sutra. He uses the word Lakshana. So Lakshana means chapter. And Dvadasa Lakshanani means there is Dvadasa Lakshani. That's what he uses. 12 chaptered Purva Mimamsa Sutras. So it is in the Veda Purva Bhaga, in the Karma Kanda portion, there are several rituals mentioned. This we have seen many times. I have told this also. There are many primary rituals occurring there. And there are many secondary small rituals are also there in the Karma Kanda portion. And among the small rituals, some are not independent rituals. Actually, I have discussed this also in very great detail during those discussions. But they are part rituals or subordinate rituals, which are forming part of some other big rituals. Some have to be joined with the primaries. Often, Veda itself tells clearly which secondary ritual should join with which primary ritual to avoid any confusion. However, there are certain secondary rituals. They are called Anga Karmani, where Veda does not explicitly say to which primary karma they should be joined. Often, it is a secondary ritual. Separate result is not given. If it is a secondary ritual, they don't give a separate result for it. The phalam is given only for the primary ritual. So karmas are called, they are called Anga Karmani. And in some places, Angi Karmas are not mentioned explicitly. Here we need Mimamsa logic to know the correct position. Such a study is called Viniyojaka Pramana. In Purva Mimamsa, this method is called Viniyojaka Pramana, by which you know to which main ritual a particular subsidiary ritual should be connected especially when the Veda is vague. If it is clear, no problem. If it is vague, we need some aid to find out which subsidiary ritual should be connected with which primary ritual. And in Purva Mimamsa, there are six such pramanas that are given here. They are called Shad Viniyojaka Pramanani. Which are exclusively applied in the ritualistic portions only. It is not Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, not those pramanas. You should be careful. Shad Viniyojaka Pramanas are Purva Mimamsa are given in the Sutra, Purva Mimamsa Sutra, third chapter, third section, 13th Sutra. Shruti, Lingam, Vakyam, Prakaranam, Sthanam, and Samakya. These are the six pramanas, which have specific meaning as per Purva Mimamsa books. It is not just some meaning one can see from a dictionary. The Purva Mimamsa context, one has to understand this meaning. Shruti, Lingam, Vakyam, Prakaranam, Sthanam, and Samakya. And Jaimini himself explains each one of them in detail. And while doing this, there are some problems. And what are those problems? Sometimes there will be some conflict between two pramanas, between Shruti and another one. There could be some conflict, Shruti and Linga. So sometimes there will be some conflict between two pramanas, and of these six pramanas, two of them may contradict each other. And if there is a conflict, for example, between Shruti and Lingam, then the question is, which one is correct is the question. That is the problem. So it is decided on the basis of Prabalam. Prabalam, strong, and Durbalam, weak. So which is strong and which is weak? They use that as a method. That's why I said, Shruti, Linga, Vakya, Prakarana, Sthana, Samakhyanam, Samavaye, Param, Daurbalyam, Artha, Viprakarshat. So the Daurbalyam. So here, Prabalam and Durbala. That is what we are trying to compare between these two. Between the two Pramanams, if there is a conflict, how are you going to arrive at a conclusion? That is decided on the basis of Prabalam. Prabalam means strong and Durbalam means weak. Prabalam will set aside the Durbalam conclusion. And therefore, not only we should know that there are six Pramanas, we should also know the relative strengths of the six Pramanas. Therefore, in this sutra, Jaimini says, there are six Pramanams and each of the earlier Pramana is stronger than the later Pramana. That was Shruti stronger than Linga, stronger than Vakya, than Prakarana, than Sthanam, than Samakya. That is why it is said in the sutra, Paradurbalyam, the later one is weaker one. The former one is stronger one. That is what is said in the sutra. So the commentators of the sutra, they have written big commentaries for this, elaborate commentaries for this, giving example for all the six pramanas. For example, they take so many rituals and they take each pair. For example, Shruti and Lingam. And between the two pairs, they will show how Shruti is superior. For that, they will go quote examples from the various Upanishads. And they will try to show which is superior between them. With Shruti and Lingam, like that for every one of them. So Linga and Vakya, between Vakya and Prakarana, Prakarana and Sthana, Sthana and Samakya. They will go on comparing them and show how Shruti is superior and each one is. And Shankaracharya, he refers to the sutra, but he does not elaborate this Purva Mimamsa sutra. But later Acharya, they elaborated all of them. And there is a foundation book for this particular section, for this particular Purva Mimamsa, as we have Tattva Bodha as the primer for Vedanta. For Purva Mimamsa, there is a foundation book that is called Artha Sangraha. This Artha Sangraha is a fundamental book, foundation book for Purva Mimamsa. It is written by a person called Laughakshi Bhaskaraha. Laughakshi Bhaskaraha. It is the textbook. It is like the Tattva Bodha of Purva Mimamsa, as I told you. And there is also an English commentary, it seems to be available, published by Motilal Banarasidas. And this sutra is quoted here because Purva Pakshi's argument is what? karma like japa, yaga, upasana, etc., they should join Brahma Vidyam like a subsidiary ritual attached to a main ritual in Karmakanda. So he applies the Vinayojaka Pramana. And Purvapakshi's argument is the position argument, position based argument, and that is based on the fifth of the sixth pramanas, sthana pramana, position. In, as I told Shruti Lingam and all that, the fifth pramanam is sthanam, position. So he uses sthana pramanam as the deciding factor. And Siddhanti's argument is what? That is basing the fitness argument. So lingam, lingam means fitness, samarthya argument. So second pramana of the sutra. So the Siddhanti uses the second pramana of the sutra, namely lingam or samarthyam. So second being much more powerful than the other one, the sthanam. Therefore, because lingam and sthanam are far away. So because of that, the second, that is fifth. Therefore, we say the karmas do not form part of Brahma Vidya. So it is concluded that karma cannot join Brahma Vidya. So that is the conclusion of the Purva Mimamsa analysis. This is only an aside topic. I just only wanted to mention here because this is a topic where there are a lot of this particular pada, this particular chapter has got various inquiries. I just want to give an element of this inquiry for this sutra. We will go to the next sutra, maybe the next class. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya pratidilinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेव अवशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम श्री कृष्णार्पणमस्तु।